So Reish Dalet Mem Tav, Roi Dam Achas Tashrish, is a phenomenal din. It's a din that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Nida, could in theory cause a husband to have to divorce his wife. There is some woman, Simetruf Pei Zayin, there is some woman who biologically, whenever they have Tashmish, start bleeding. And the Baal HaShulchan quotes from the Achronim different reasons for that to happen. Either because there's some sort of hormonal situation, Dam Chimot, she always starts bleeding, or there's some sort of pressure point that he touches that always makes her bleed. And Mara says, in theory, she has a double way of checking and seeing what makes it happen. And Mara says, first of all, she's allowed to be with her husband three times to see if each time she's with her husband she's going to have Dam, or is it only once? Lav kol 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 shavos. We presume that not every bia is going to be the same. Maybe what stimulated the blood to turn out one time is not going to do it the next time. And what if she's roa three times with that husband? The Gemara says, then still, lav kol tzbal shavos. Not everyone is biologically treated the same way. Maybe another husband will not hit that exact pressure point, won't do the same thing, and therefore she's going to be materis. So she has three times with three different husbands. If she has it three times with one husband, and then another husband three times, then she can go to a third husband. If all three have it, then she has a very serious problem. She's a suri olam. But lav kol kol chashavos, lav kol tzbo shavos. That's both a euphemism that Mara uses for the aver. All three cases, we presume a woman is going to be in a serious problem. Now, this is usually a disease. The Shulchan Aruch talks about in Sifches, we'll talk about it a little bit more tomorrow, that a woman can sometimes go to the doctor and try to heal it. And if she goes to the doctor, that can sometimes make her muteris. We'll talk about tomorrow, Bez Hashem, some of the details as far as when she should go to the doctor, which doctor has have nemanos. But this concept of Radam Achas Tashmish has two primary naftaminas. Number one, Radam Achas Tashmish also, in the Siman Tuf Pei Zayin, is where the very important study of Dam Macha is talked about. When a woman has a Macha, some other problem, biologically, which causes her to have Dam, how do we treat that? And even though Roa Dam Macha's Tashmish is very, very seldom seen, Macha during Bedika, Macha when a woman is Tahora, is a very common thing, and that's the root of that study is in the Siman Tuf Pei Zayin that we're going to see, Be'ezus Hashem, starting later today and tomorrow. The other nafmin of Siman Tuf Pei Zayin is ironically Siman Tuf Pei Vav, the Siman right before that. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Dinei Bedichas Isha Ben Lefnei Tashmish Ben Lachar Tashmish. And the Shulchan Aruch says, when a woman is first married, she has a Chiv to Bedita to prove that she's not a Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. He says, the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tuf Pei Vav, Isha Sheyesh La Vestas Kavua. If she knows she has a regular cycle, ain't a tzricha b'dita t'val. She doesn't need to have a b'dita. But, Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Beis, im aim of Esther Shavua, if she has no regular period, which 99.99% of women do not have nowadays, she has no regular cycle which has pinpoint accuracy, then, shlosh pamim rishonim, the first three times that she's with her husband, tzricha m'vdo kod m'tash v'tracha tashmish. Both he and her need to check themselves to make sure that she's not one of these women who's Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. The Ramah says doesn't mean she has to do it every single time. It means three different nights. If they're together more than once a night, it's okay to check once a night. But three different nights, both he and her have to check. What's the concern of Siman Tuf Pei Vav? Because of Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. So it's ironic. Siman Tuf Pei Zayin, which is Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish, which we'll talk about tomorrow, in two areas. Number one, how you heal it. Number two, the concept of Dam Macha is put after Siman Tuf Pei Vav, the Vedifa of a woman, right, and a man, right after husband and wife are married, which Gufa is because of Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. This is the Machaber. Machaber says flat out, every couple, when they get married, have to check themselves, they have to check if three times, the first three times they're together, who bade Shiloh, he bade Shiloh. However, says the Shach with an Arichos, right? An Arichos is Lamaisa, says the Shach, the Shulchan Aruch got it wrong. We can never say such a thing, but the Shach says the Shulchan Aruch is wrong. Well, Yeradzi was Sov Das Kol Eilu Gdolim. Lamaisa, the entire Yisod of the Shulchan Aruch, of needing three times to check both before and three times after, says the Shach and Sifran Aleph, is based upon a riff. And says the Shach, if you read the riff carefully, the riff only meant that it's necessary letairos, the lolabaila. It's absolutely not necessary. And says the Shach, after my holomdus, if you don't like my rayas from the Gemaras, I'll prove to you someone greater than me who says it. The Raivan himself, that understands within the riff, the Raivan is beautiful Sefer Bali HaNefesh, which is the Yisod of much of Hilchos Nida, understands quite clearly in the riff, that the riff only meant that the Bedita is the Chiyuv for Taros. It's not true Labayla at all. Kol Labayla, Labayla Bedita, one should not do it at all. And says the Shach, hold on a second. All the Achronim, aside from one Rishon, the Rambam that he quotes, hold, there's no Chiyuv B'dicha at all. The whole Sudi in the Gemara is only referring to a Sutra B'taros, and the Ravid said that's Ephraim Shat in the Rif. We have really no one left. Rov Rishonim say clearly it's only referring to Taros. Even the Rif, but the Shulchan Aruch is based on, also meant it was the Taros. The Ravid says it's not in the Rif. Mamela says the Shach, there is no Chiyuv at all to check, for a husband and wife to check the first time they're married. As Rav Lulad points out, what's most powerful in the Shach is not only the Shach's raya against the Mechaber. That's Machlokes Shach and Mechaber. How do you machriya? Shach and Mechaber is pretty serious. So that alone would put us in a suffix. We probably would tell couples they should check the first few times they're married. But says Rav Lulad, the Mechaber, the Ramah ends off, Chmeduma Shekein Ama Dvar. It seems to me, that is the minhag in Klal Yisrael. Says Rav Willard, you're right. A machaber does shach is a machlokes. But the shach tells the minhag in Klal Yisrael, we kadmus dinah for hundreds of years. He's already recording what the minhag was in his day, is that man and woman, when they first married, do not do these beditos. So whatever the lumness is, the shach goes to, Rishonim holds it's not true. Even the rift held was only for taros. The shach points out that the hachra of Klal Yisrael is that there's no chiyuv to beditos at all. Not only that, Rabbi Simon Shlita pointed out to me once that Zilba Sotayma, let's say we hold like the Mechaber holds there's a chiyuv bedita the first few times they're married, the first few times they're together after they're married. What's shot in the Mechaber? What's the reason for this whole bedita? For Roi Dama Chastashmish. Lemaise, ask any doctor. The concept of Roi Dama Chastashmish is almost unfound. We almost never find it. It's almost not found. I once asked a doctor, how often do we have postcoital bleeding? How often do you have a concept of Roi Dama Chastashmish? He said, off the top of his head, he thinks maybe, if a woman is pregnant, maybe 10% of women that are pregnant. Which means a woman that's pregnant. By definition, a woman who's just getting married, we presume, is not pregnant. And Mamela, the incidence of women being Roi Dama Chastashmish is almost insignificant nowadays. So we have a klal. Rav Shechter always points this out as far as Bavs, Machlokes Mishnas Yaakov, and other Rav Yashiv. What the klal? What's the din of Mir Sheina Matsui? We know the rule is that Mir usually in Halach we go away from Rov. Rov is a din Minat Torah. Midrabanan sometimes we're choshesh that even if there's a Rov Minat Torah, still need a bedita whenever it's a mir hamatzui. If it's a tamin minority, a significant minority, you need to check. But as Rav Shechter always points out from the Ramban in Eil Trefus, the Ramah in Yeridea, that when there's a mir she'en hamatzui, something which is very, very insignificant, there's no chiyuv bedita. For example, maybe you have to check your lettuce or your cauliflower, whatever the different metzias is for different vegetables, for bugs. You have to check your carrots for bugs? No, maybe there's an ant on your carrot. Maybe there's an ant in your Captain Crunch. So, we hope that these things aren't so common, especially not in Rome where things are so sanitary, Baruch Hashem. But that's Mir Sheina Matsui. It's pretty uncommon. You can eat carrots in the dark. There's no chashash that maybe there's bugs on carrots. Mir HaMatsui you have to check for. Mir Sheina Matsui there's no chiyuv to check for. So, Roi Dama Chastashmish is Mir Sheina Matsui cloud. It's never found. How often do you have this? Mamela, even if you say it's the Machaber, And we presume even the Machaber might be Monad as not a Zeh. There's no chiyuv to check altogether. Because Lamaisa, the point of checking is for Rodan Matzatashim, which doesn't apply nowadays. Yeah, for sure. The whole Shulchan Aruch Simchot Zayin talks about a very good Gemara. It talks about a very common thing. It's not common Bechal nowadays. So, Lamaisa, that was where Simon's editor. So, Willard points out, the Shach says, Chayn Amadvar, there's no chiyuv to do it. And even if you hold like the Mechaber, where Simon's Einfall, his idea seems to be very powerful, there should be no chiyuv to check because there's no idea of Rodan Matzatashim. Bizman Hazeh. However, this halacha, before your question, scares many people because Roy Forst is a renowned posek who has an unbelievable gift for clarity, which is why Kleistro accepts with such love his beautiful svarim. He writes on Hilchos Nida, the eagerly awaited Chayud Beis of Hilchos Nida, and Tzucha Chalakon Nida, and on Yeridea, Bas Bechalov Saruvos, and on Brachos, and the more current versions, Nida for Woman and Kitchen for Woman. He's a very prolific, very clear, beautiful talent for writing, for elucidating halacha. And he seems to be machria like the Mechaber, not like the Shach. So in the big letters in Rabbi Forst's Hilchos Nida, in the art scroll Hilchos Nida, he writes with the Chiyuv for Chazan Kala Teshef the first two times they're together. Like the Mechaber, that's it. In one of the footnotes, he quotes the Shach. So often people when they're newly married read that Rabbi Forst, they're very scared. Well, I didn't do this, they say. And if I didn't do this, hold on, I'd Mevatel Din, Rabbi Forst is quoting this din, and it's Mefurish din, she quotes Shulchan Aruch. So yes, it's true, it is a Machal Kudrash. So Rabbi Forst, there is where it is Pasmin, he's Pasmin, he's Machria, right, the Mechaber, which is very valid. As someone pointed out, that they asked, apparently, someone asked a renowned Rosh Hashiva, who said, well, I said din in Shulchan Aruch. That's a valid approach. You can say Torah is about the Shach, about there's no need. Then the Shulchan Aruch, we try not to move from the Shulchan Aruch. So Yesh v'Yesh. Rabbi Forst was Machia like the Shulchan Aruch, and he quotes in a footnote, I don't even remember if it's on the same page, later on the Shach that says there's no need, which is how usually we pass him. We pass like the Shach, there's no need to be do b'zifus for Rodan Chasashas, but it's important to know that if a person knows people that are married that didn't do it, they shouldn't be scared by the Rabbi Forst Torah, because that's the Rabbi Forst Psach, even though the Shach does disagree, many people pass like the Shach. As Udo Lotra Mechaber and Rishon pointed out, even the Mechaber might pass like the Shach, not like the Mechaber himself. Michael.
Should we say that we have to do this for
Okay, yeah, the person was just hanging off the top of his head. I don't know, it's hard to say. But the Chiyuv. We say, it's only if it's something which is common. It's hard, it's an interesting question. Maybe a pregnant woman, since there's a 10% chance, you should say there's a Chiyuv to do it. The whole thing is only Midrabanan. The idea of Roda Machatashvish itself is only a chash midrabanon. So if Chazal didn't institute it, it's not okay to say you should do it. It's a sharp idea.
Shouldn't it be four times for the first time it's
Damasol? Oh, so that's a good point. The details, it's after Damasol finished. They have to wait till Damasol were totally finished, which could be even a month or two, till she has no more ta'ev, no more pain from Damasol. Only then she has to check. Right, it has to be totally after the point. Totally after Damasol were over. Not even first, could be even the first 2 or 3 months if she has some pain, it's still not going to work. That's what you should presume. We presume at the shach, v'chein ama bar. Everyone should have a wonderful No Torah Wednesday.